I'd like to talk about the disaster that happened to me today. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, and I'm coming to you from Limerick in Ireland, where the disaster happened. I actually left the house, went into town in Limerick today, half-dressed. Yeah, it really did feel as if I had left my trousers at home. You probably guess that what I'm talking about is that I went out today, gathered my bag, put all my Moleskine notebook into it, made sure I had my car keys, made sure I had my wallet, made sure I was carrying a coat to protect me from the inevitable rain. And I brought a book with me, just a thing called, in case you're interested, Hegarty on Creativity. Just something in case I had some downtime and I went off to my meeting at 10 o'clock and I was in a hurry. And it wasn't until I was in the car, about 5 minutes away from the house, that this gnawing, nagging sense that there was something not quite right got through to me fully. And I realised that, you know, what I call being only half-dressed, in other words, I had left my smartphone behind me. And I had deliberately left my laptop behind me, so I had no mechanism by which I could pick up all those vital phone calls that were going to be arriving this morning. Phone calls from people, I had no way of knowing who they were, and, you know, whether they'd ever ring me back. I was cut off from my wife, cut off from my child. If my child got ill at school, nobody would have been able to reach me. What else? All of that. And I thought, right, I want to turn around and go back. But my meeting was at 10 o'clock, and I calculated that if I carried on without going back, I would get to the meeting dead on time, and if I turned around and went back, I was going to be a good, you know, by the time I'd done it all, I could even be as much as 20 minutes late. So it was a kind of a no-brainer, because the people I was going to meet were people who I didn't know very well, and anyway, I had no way of ringing them up and saying, I'm going to be late, I'll be with you, you know, 15 minutes late. In Ireland, it isn't the end of the world if you arrive a bit late for a meeting. It's not like in the Netherlands where, you know, it would be a serious breach of etiquette to arrive late. At least that's what I understand from talking to people about it. But yes, so there I did. I carried on. Right twitchy I was in the car. Parked up, went to a meeting, even agreed to come to a meeting again tomorrow and start and do some work for this small company. Wasn't able to put it in my diary, which is on my smartphone. And then, to make matters worse, I walked around town for a bit and decided I'd like to see my brother. And I was again twitchy, because I was torn between seeing my brother or going back to the house straight away to be reunited with this smart device. And I then asked my brother if he'd like to come and have lunch, and he did. And we went to a super little restaurant at a very, you know, reasonable, modest price, where I had some wonderful Asian food. And but I had no phone with me. And every now and again I would think about this, and we talked about, you know, food, we talked about golf, we talked about holidays, we talked about a whole wide variety of things. We talked about my work, and we talked about what was going on in my life, and I didn't have any means by which I could pick up the tweets or notice who was sending me tweets. I had no way of being able to just, even when my brother went to the toilet, I had no way of picking up the photos off Instagram and seeing, you know, who had liked my earlier photographs. In fact, I had no means of even photographing lunch. I mean, it really was, you know, going naked into the public arena. And so there was a big urge to sort of get on, you know, cut the lunch short and get back into the car and drive back furiously to the house and grab the mobile phone and be relaxed. And then instead we walked back together to the bookshop, because my brother owns a bookshop in Limerick, and we met my other brother, and there was more time spent chatting with some people there, and I didn't get any opportunity to kind of tweet how good it was to be chatting with them, and I didn't get a chance to get a photograph of them either, you know, a nice little group to put up and, you know, share my day with people. And it was, I mean, I ended up being about 6 to 7 hours away from my smartphone, 6 to 7 hours half dressed and in, you know, out in society. So it really was, you know, the thing is, I then got back home and I didn't break any speed limits on the way home. And gradually, you know, I was able to say to myself, well, look, the world hasn't fallen apart. I went into the house and I found the phone, and I found that the world hadn't fallen apart while the umbilical cord had been cut. And then what put me in mind of, I must admit I did put up a tweet saying that the world didn't come to a stop because I had been 7 hours away from my phone. But then that very, very nice man, Turbo Stream, on several social networks, including Audio Boom and Twitter, he said to me that, well, maybe the world didn't fall apart, but maybe I did fall apart. And it really prodded me into... And he did prod me into, by another tweet, into doing a clip of audio about it. So I've done it. So I, you know, will I be doing it tomorrow? Will I be leaving my smartphone behind me tomorrow? No, I'm not campaigning on this. I'm not campaigning. I just recording a day in the life of a smartphoneless man, you know, who managed to survive, you know, an important business meeting, an important family meeting, and other important time spent daydreaming without the assistance of my communication device, and limited only to my eyes, my mouth, my ears, my touch and my nose. I didn't have my sixth, or in fact, well, I'd probably call it my seventh sense with me. My smart device. So there we are. Thank you very much to Turbo Stream, AD Adrian, for provoking me into coming clean about my way of life today. And thank you so much for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog, saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.